Even today there should be a cooperative, mutually beneficial relationship between humanity and the animal, plant, and mineral kingdoms. Cannot fruits, grains, fresh vegetables, dairy products, eggs, and such be served more often? You will not starve without red meat every day, dear ones. The persistent eating of large amounts of animal flesh will have more and more unhealthy results in the human body as your planet raises its vibration. Small portions of fish or fowl, which do not require multiple digestive processes that clog your system and bring on early disease, are recommended. A diet balanced with fresh, living food, consumed daily, is the most nourishing. There is a cost for unhealthful eating. Remember this suggestion and begin to change your diet if you wish to accommodate the higher cellular vibration of the fourth dimension. Eat to have a healthy life, not to gorge. Be judicious in your habits and grateful for your abundance, but do not make eating the center of your life. Since all souls must learn the lesson of compassion for living things, some human beings cannot bear to slaughter animals nor to eat their flesh. They have learned this lesson of compassion for the living animals that are in their care. One day all of humanity must resume responsibility as caretakers of the earth. This, as in all things, is a free will decision bearing cause and effect in every individual's life. As a rule, higher levels of meditation and mental telepathy with us in spirit are difficult to reach by those without compassion. I remind you that cause and effect must be experienced by those who over-imbibe on habit-forming substances at all levels of their being. Alcohol and drugs can destroy the spiritual fabric of your mind and emotions as well as bring misfortune to the body. Do not risk this potentially disastrous effect of drinking and drugs. The golden age will require disciplined minds and clear emotions, attitudes of non-violence. Use nothing in your body which puts you out of control of your peaceful behavior. Use nothing foreign as a substitute for a peaceful mind and loving heart. The churches of the world have much to do, and it is not just going to Sunday meetings to praise Jesus, I assure you. Let your coming together in love serve God, serve humanity, and serve peace. Let us devote our time to peace above all things, for the planet is in a serious and threatened condition. It is endangered. Do all you can to speak peace and model peace. Teach its ways by your own behavior. This is the purpose of any religion, to strengthen the soul's practice of love and peace. So be peaceful with one another, in or out of the church, and serve those in need. As you learn on earth to practice the teachings of our Creator, you will earn the higher opportunity that awaits you at the time you call death. The purpose of any church, ashram, temple, cathedral, or place of prayer and meditation is to teach the love of God above all things. It is not to deify one world teacher or any combination of them. It is to appreciate and understand their teachings so much that you practice them, that you live them. This mutually loving behavior brings and sustains peace. If you wish to honor me, for instance, it is your loving behavior that will demonstrate your affection, not your cow-like or solemn affectation in the use of my name. Your prostrations, which are not followed with everyday application, are useless. If you love me for my example, follow it. Spread love and peace. That is all you need do. Love for me is shown by your behavior, not by grandiose buildings and expensive organizations. These often detract from love's true mission. If you love me or any world teacher, honor us by the actions of your daily life. Prepare the earth for its coming cleansing by establishing peace and love in government, as well as business and industry. Conduct your business as if a world teacher were in your store or conference room. Love and cooperation are vital everywhere, believe it. Many a soul has lost its way in the greed of commerce. A major value in churches, synagogues, ashrams, temples and such lies in the cooperative effort to have love and peace on the planet. Without the love of God, the love of humanity for one another and the establishment of world peace, many humans will suffer. All who refuse their responsibility in living and promoting peace will not be selected for the 1,000 years of peace and the second coming. Is my message to those in the religious occupations on this planet clear? Your sole responsibility is to bring the children of God home again. Do this by getting everyone in touch with their inner teacher, the Holy Spirit, and the soul who knows its life purpose and blueprint designed by God. Encourage, inspire, and feed the souls who seek guidance, ever turning them back to the Father, Mother, turning them within. Theology is usually useless and argument over scriptures is wasteful energy. Simply take the theme of loving and live it. Put your energies into the fabric, the work of the world, where it will bear fruit. Anything less is a poor response to God's message. When you give the love of your hearts to those who wish to know God more intimately, you will fulfill your purpose. When you assure people that they will return to God at the time of death, you tell them truly. When you advise them to guide their lives by the message of love that dwells inside, not just in scriptures, you will expand them and make them self-sufficient. These activities may not fill your coffers, but they will fill your own soul's progress with a reputation to be valued and rewarded by all of us who see your actions, know your intentions. Is your life lived for any other purpose? My brothers and sisters, it is not appropriate that you deny this new spiritual information that I bring now simply because meditation was not called by that name in the Bible. Prayer and contemplation were mentioned, as was be still and know. Realize that no past religion should interfere with God's truth and plan for an ever-evolving soul progress. My teachings of today do not change the need for love and peace. However, they must be held in a current context in order to be fully expressed. What I have to say to those of the so-called Christian faith may seem difficult, but I promise you that this is the new gospel for the Golden Age disciple. Heed my words. It is required that you expand your present limitations in thinking about me and our Creator if you are to achieve self-mastery. If you cleave only to the exact wording of a holy book which was released as a guide for past times rather than practicing the basic concepts expressed therein, you will not be growing in the way God wishes. Your interpretation of all holy books must be expanded to recognize the higher vibrations now being transmitted to the planet Earth in this, her time of greatest need. Some insist the Bible is a final work or that the Quran is absolute truth and there will be no more prophets. To these ideas I say a resounding no. Life is growth and therefore change. This new age is the age of transition when you must take the prior teachings to a higher level of understanding based on present world knowledge. Please listen carefully to what I say and grasp it firmly in your mind. Even if your prior training resists furiously, hear me through. It will be your key to expanding your growth in the coming years. Keep the simple truth of yesteryear, but allow it to flow upward as you further exemplify it into a higher interpretation and experience. The one God has sent many teachers to earth over eons of time, leaving on the planet many world religions which seem today to separate mankind into various camps and groups. This separation was never the Creator's intention. The teachers were to pull human forgetfulness back into true knowing of the oneness, not to create divisions and further boxes. Your challenge today is to see the universal message that runs through all world religions and to amalgamate that theme, to go beyond your present divisions and separateness. That is why I came, to combine all men into the brotherhood of one. How you failed to understand me. I am heavy laden because of the way in which yet another church was formed, one that may have taken you away from listening to the Master within you. There can never be any one code of teaching which will not need to be updated, aside from its one basic message of peace, love and forgiveness. The reason I explain this to you is so that you understand my present message in its totality. God is assisting mankind's return home in an evolving progress one step at a time, like a circling spiral ever moving upward to sanctuary levels of greater awareness and unity, bliss and joy. As you become wiser in each higher understanding of the basic truth which appears and reappears in different guise, your soul becomes more purified and able to demonstrate by its behavior that it has truly learned that one truth. Change is difficult for the human personality, however, and it will balk at having to rearrange the information drummed into it through habit and misqualified data. How long ago was it, dear ones, that human beings thought the world was flat? Or that the solar system revolved around the Earth instead of the Earth around the Sun? You could not fly until recently, but the knowledge of how to do it has always been there. You are discoverers, are you not? How slowly you take your steps to God's waiting arms. Yet the plan is sure and, like a river, offers a continuous flow of deepening ideas and spiritual comprehension for those who will partake. Let me repeat this for its urgency. There can be only one basic truth, brought to you over and over again in higher sequence of understanding and application. With each new flow of God's energy, you can go to an increased level of knowing who God really is and how you are relevant to God's plan. You grow by incorporating new applications of that energy, and I ask you to accept this new level of understanding, which I now bring to assist humanity's accelerated return to the fourth dimension, one step nearer to God. For there are more rungs on Jacob's ladder than you have climbed. If you cling to every phrase of the Bible and argue its interpretations, you miss the point of God's message. Simply accept its basic tenet that you have a Creator, a powerful force who has a plan for your return home in love and forgiveness. Accept this promise. Live it. Enjoy the full measure of its healing. Following this plan is your function here. Again, I reiterate this idea so you will not misunderstand my message. The truth is that there is a God who loves you beyond your mortal mind's ability to grasp. Your origin lies far beyond this time and place. Don't deny or forget that. Your world currently is developing the technological devices to allow you to see the truth, so it is now possible to explain this in more scientific terms. Yes. Since my coming 2,000 years ago, you have learned to take a gigantic scientific step. Now you must match it with the spiritual growth it requires. Your scientists must connect to then inner teachers of God to see their relationship from a new vantage point, else you will harm the planet and leak misery into the universe beyond. You are still children in your demonstration of love and peacefulness, but some have become scientific monsters without conscience or respect for God's firmament. This discrepancy in some human behavior must stop. I told you that in my Father's house are many mansions. And this is absolutely true. But what does it really mean? The limited scientific background of humans on this planet 2,000 years ago could not grasp what your mind can grasp now. Surely that is obvious. Yet, you are presently children playing with such horrible tools of destruction that the angels lament and other life forms watch you from their spacecraft with justified concern. Some of them are even here on your planet to guide and assist you from behind the scenes. These are truths you will know more fully in a few years, for your governments cannot continue to hide the truth out of fear. That is why I come to speak to you again. You are off course, humanity. You are drifting further and further away from God's noble plan for Earth. Stop this insanity and listen to reason and love. Cleanse your emotional attitude. Give up negativity, war and violent thoughts. If ever you believed any words of the biblical Jesus, felt my love, or trusted my leadership, I ask you to abide with me still. Reserve respect for me as your wise, older brother. Take my hand but do not kiss the hem of my garment. Open your heart and mind to comprehend our beloved adventure in its true context. Once cleansed of negative emotions, you can rise into the stars and regions deserved by you as a child of the universe. Remember, I came to help cleanse humanity of negative emotion, but my grace does not mean you have nothing to do. Since your group endeavor cannot progress until humanity's emotions are cleansed, all have a pressing task of inner sorting and release of false beliefs and psychological limitations.